And we are dealing with the Minchas HaOmer, that's the theme of this chapter. The Mincha that was brought on the second day of Pesach from the new grain brought by the nation. Brought like a typical Mincha. A fistful goes into the fires, the rest gets eaten by the Kohanim. And after the offering of the new Mincha, then everyone's allowed to eat chadash. Amen. So we look at the Mishnah here on Samach Zayin and Beis. The Mishnah says in the middle, Nishakarav HaOmer, once the Omer was brought, Yotzin, everybody would now exit the Beis HaMikdash. Umotzin Shuki Yushalayim, or Shvaki Yushalayim, Shumalei Kemach V'Kali. So then they'd go outside and write very quickly. All the markets were filled with new flour, with new caramelized flour, toasted wheat kernels of the new grain that people could buy. So, is that such a good idea? Shalom Baratzon Chacham did Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the sages were not happy about this. Because as the Gemara explains, the sages said, well, they must have been preparing the flour before the Omer was brought. So that's not kosher yet, it's chadash. People might eat from it. So it's not a good idea to prepare non-kosher food. People might forget and eat. Rav Yehuda Omer, no, Ratzon Chacham Ayu Osen, they would remember not to eat. And therefore the sages were fine with this arrangement. Asks the Gemara, V'lo gazer Rav Yehuda dil masi l'meichal mineh? Is Rav Yehuda not worried that we shouldn't be allowing people to be preparing flour because then they might eat from it? We know that Rabbi Yehuda is worried that people might eat. We see that in regards to Chametz on Pesach, or Minyan, I'll challenge you. We learned Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says in Masechet Pesachim, Bodkin or Arba Asar, a person should check for Chametz on the night of the 14th. If he forgets, he can check Arba Asar Shachas. He can check on the 14th in the morning. If he forgot he didn't do that, B'Sha'as Abir, he could check the 14th in the afternoon. But after that, once it's already prohibited to eat chametz, he shouldn't be checking for chametz, because if he checks for chametz, he might forget and eat it. However, chacham go further. They say if he didn't check before Pesach and he remembers on Pesach, so he checks for chametz on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. So why is it then in regards to chametz of Yehuda is worried that a person might eat what he's not allowed to eat, and that's why he says don't be checking for chametz once you're not allowed to eat chametz. And here, in regards to the kemach and kali, in regards to the flour and the caramelized flour, he's not worried. And he says people can prepare everything, even though they're preparing it when it's not allowed. Why isn't he worried people might eat it? Answer number one, Amar Rabba, Rabba answered. Shaini chadash. Here, in regards to the new grain, now starting today's daf, Samach Chesamad Aleph, Mitoch Shlo Hitar Talo El Al Yudei Kituf. Since, as we've learned, the first harvesting is done by a sickle. Kohanim with sickles, either one Kohen on Shabbos or three Kohanim on Shabbos, but with a magel, with a sickle. Me'achel chermesh ba'kama. So that means that before that, no one's allowed to harvest with a sickle. So whatever cutting down of whatever wheat is out in the markets that was prepared earlier was wheat that was only taken by hand. It wasn't wheat cut down with a sickle. Because you're not allowed to cut down with a sickle till after the Omer. So it's kernels that were picked by hand. So that's a very unusual way to pick by hand. As he says, it's hard. You don't pick too much by hand. So since it was only picked by hand, everybody remembers you can't eat it. Oh, I guess they were trusting maybe that the Amaratzim would be guided by the sages. So again, Mitoch Shlo Hitar Talo, since you didn't permit him to pick it, El Al Yedei Kituf, only by plucking it by hand, Zachar, who he remembers that it's chadash, and he's not going to eat it. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Teinach Tzira. Okay, that's fine that during the picking he'll remember not to eat it. But Tchina V'Arkadam Ha'ikal HaMeimar, when he's grinding, when he's sifting it, he might forget, he might eat it, and he's not allowed to. Answer the Gemara, hello, Kash, it's not a question. Tchina B'Rechaya Diyada. He doesn't sift or grind in the normal way. He grinds it with a hand grinder, not with big millstones. Harkadza, the sifting is al gabe nafa. It's with a, he has to use one of the late stage sifters for the sifting. So therefore, he'll remember not to eat it. So question still, beis hashlachim. But what about if it's from a field, which is watered by, beis hashlachim is a field which is dry, So we need to water it with water. We can't just use irrigation. We can't just use the rain. And we know that in those fields, Sharia Ktsira, you're allowed to cut with a sickle before the Omer was brought. Those fields that are irrigated, that are in the valleys, you can cut prior to the bringing of the Omer with the normal way, with sickles. But the grain, you can't pile that grain up in the normal way. So now, so if he cut grain from a Beis HaShlachim, and you're saying he's allowed to turn that grain into Kemach and Kali, he might eat it. So how could Rabbi Yehuda allow them to turn into Kemach and Kali? Abaye said, the answer is like this. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says it's not such a problem to be preparing flour and kali before the Omer, even though he's so worried that if on Pesach somebody's dealing with chametz, he might eat the chametz, there's a big difference. Chadash badamine, the new grain, everybody's been avoiding. He's been avoiding it since it was growing, because he knows he has to wait till the Omer is brought to eat the new grain. So since he knows to avoid it, even what he cuts, even what he grinds, even what he sifts, he knows not to eat, because this is stuff I have to avoid. But chametz lo badamine, but chametz is not something you avoid. All year you eat chametz. Now you have to stop. It's hard when the train is going to suddenly stop. The whole time you're eating chametz, now you have to stop. So that's where Yehuda says he's worried people are going to eat it. They're going to forget again. But chadash is not worried people are going to eat, because everybody knows to avoid it. Yeah,
that
question.
The only reason they didn't eat that is because of the chametz situation. It creates a chametz.
Before Omer, you're not allowed to eat anything which has grown. Any grain that grew
in the previous year.
Since the last Omer. Grain that's grown since the last Omer is not allowed until the Omer is brought. The Omer permits the eating of the new grain.
The new grain. So they have to eat from 2 years ago's grain.
Not 2 years ago, 1 year ago.
A year ago, right, yeah.
From before the Omer. Stuff that was already ripe before the Omer.
Uh-huh.
If things were not planted before the Omer, they were planted later, then you can't eat it.
So the ones they hand-picked.
So nowadays in America, they claim, I'm not such an expert on this question, but they claim that there is two types of wheat. They claim that there is spring wheat and winter wheat. So spring wheat is okay, because that was planted before the Omer. But winter wheat, which is planted after the Omer, that's not allowed until the second day of Pesach.
Right. We care about that even in America?
Do they
This is an issue. So in Israel, certainly we care about it. In America, there are two questions. One is, are we worried about Yashan and Chadash outside of Israel, which we'll see about on this daf? That's one question. The other question is, what are the realities here? So I remember growing up hearing that since America produces so much wheat, most of the wheat that's produced in the winter goes into storage for years. It was sent over to Russia, they have so much wheat that they are storing it, that there is no problem of chadash here. Right. Yeah. But I don't know. There is a fellow, there's a rabbi. His name is Rabbi Herman. He's already now in his, he's an older man, but he produces every year a whole list of products that he says are problematic. Yeah. And Rabbi Gnack is very careful for this. The real briskers there.
A lot of people
very careful for Yashan.
Outside marriage, you say, you have to do it also?
So that's an argument in the Gemara and Kiddushin, but it seems like you do. But apparently in Europe, Jewish communities, right, in Europe, in the Jewish communities, they didn't do it. The question is why. So it's like there are other things that they didn't do in Lithuania and Poland. So there's a famous Bach, where the Bach is lenient about it. But here in America, there were some who said maybe we should go. It's easier now. Maybe we could go back to
what
being careful for it.
What is the reason for it, Rabbi? Do we know?
It's a pasuk in the Torah. Re'achel chermesh b'kamad. You can only start eating the new grain after the second day of Pesach, after the Omer is brought.
We don't know why.
Right. Now, so this is the answer number one for Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is worried that a person might eat chametz. He's not worried that a person's going to eat chadash. Sama Rava said, 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda kasha? Rabbanan lo kasha? There's only a problem Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda. There's no problem of the Rabbanan against the Rabbanan. Understand, in regards to chametz, the Rabbanan say You can check for chametz on Chol HaMoed Pesach, because they're not worried you're going to eat chametz. Meanwhile, here they're not happy that people prepared flour from the Chadash before the Omer, because they're worried people are going to eat from it. They're normally not worried people are going to eat. Ela Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said like this. Ela Amar Rav. Therefore, Rav said, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Lekash, Yekad Shanina. The contradiction of Yehuda is not there, because we gave the answer. Chadash people are avoiding anyway. They're not going to be so used to eating. Chametz people are eating all the time, so now we're worried you might eat it. However, Drabbanan also is lokasha, so it's not a problem. The answer is like this. Why is Drabbanan worried that a person might eat some Chadash flour? But they're not worried that a person might eat some Chametz flour on Pesach when he's looking for Chametz. Because the answer is, when he's looking for Chametz, who atzma mechazal of the sarfa? Why is he looking for it? Because he wants to go find it and burn it. So when he's looking to burn something, mechal achal mineh, he's going to forget himself and now eat from it. He's looking for it to burn it. So that's not a problem, he might eat from it. But here, with the chadash, he's not looking to burn it. So if he prepared chadash before the omer, he might forget and he might eat. Rav Ashi gave another answer. Rav Ashi, Amad Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Lokasha. In Rav Yehuda, there's no contradiction. Again, according to Rav Yehuda, he's not worried that people might eat chadash. He is worried people might eat chametz. So what's the I? Is he worried that people eat? He's not worried people will eat. Not a contradiction. Why? Kemach chali tnan. Our Mishnah talks about flour and chali. Chali is, you know, caramelized flour. So none of these things are really edible. Can't eat the flour. You'd have to mix the flour with water and eggs and yeast and salt and sugar and cinnamon. So you can't eat it just as flour. So these things are not really, they're not really food. These are like preparations for food. So since these are not yet really food, that's why he's not worried people are going to eat from it. Asks the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Vahad Rav Ashi, this answer, Rav Ashi, Barusahi, take it out. You know, it doesn't work. It's a mistake. Because Tenach Mikali Ve'elach. Okay, that's fine. Once it was caramelized or once it was flour. But Ad Kali Ma'ikala Meimar. But what are you going to say before it became flour? When it was still just kernels? People could eat it then. And if you're going to allow people to handle it, they might eat it. V'chitei Ma'achanami Al De'kituf. You're going to say, no. But when it's kernels, no one's going to eat it because it was picked by hand. Since it was picked by hand, they remember not to eat it. Ukadir Rabba, like the answer that Rabba wanted to propose. But then you have the question that Abaye said. What about Beis Hashlachim, the Shari Yitzir Ma'ikala Meimar? But in the fields that are irrigated, where you are allowed to cut by sickle even before the Omer is brought, what are you going to do? People might eat from these kernels before it became Kemach and Kali.
What's the penalty for eating?
It's a violation of a lav. So, Ella Hadrav Ashi Barusahi. So, Mather, this answer of Rav Ashi is a mistake. Take it out. It's not correct. Okay, the Mishnah now. Mishakarav HaOmer. So, once the Omer was brought, Hutar Chadash Miyad. So, now, everywhere, immediately, they are allowed to eat the new grain. The people are outside of Yerushalayim. They don't know about it. They didn't have internet and satellite phones and live streaming. So how are people who are away from Yerushalayim, when should they start eating chadash? Sure. All right, our chokin, those who are far from Yerushalayim, mutar mechatzos yom lahalan. They're allowed to eat the new grain from the middle of the day and on, because as we'll see, by the middle of the day, they could be sure. By then already, they brought it. Listen, this is the Sanhedrin's responsibility. Kohanim's rizimheim. Kohanim, they are passionate. They rush to do mitzvahs right away. So they got it done. So middle of the day, already by then, they could be confident. What happens? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. Once we lost the Beis HaMikdash, so now we don't have the Omer to permit the Chadash. At what point does the Chadash become permitted? Says the Mishnah. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted Shehei Yom Henef Kulo Asur. He said that this day, the second day of Pesach, Yom Henef, why is it called Yom Henef? Because it's the day that the Omer is brought, and the Omer is brought by waving. So the day of waving, the entirety of the day of waving is prohibited. So the entire second day of Pesach, no eating Chadash. starting the third day of Pesach, that's when they could eat chadash. Rabbi Yehuda Buda says, you're making a takana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to prohibit the entire second day of Pesach from eating chadash, because now we don't have an omer. Halo mina Torah hu aser. It is a biblical law that you can't have chadash the entire second day when you don't have an omer. Shenemar, because the verse says, ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the essence of this day, the essence meaning the very end of this day. So that means that once you don't have an omer, so then it goes till etzem hayom hazeh, then you have to wait till the essence of the day, to the very end of the day, and then it would only mean that the next day, the third day, is when the chadash becomes permitted. Now, going back to an earlier line in the Mishnah said that people far from Yerushalayim, starting at midday, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, could start eating the new grain. Why are the far places allowed to eat from the middle of the day and on? Because they know for sure, they can be confident, that Bezdin are not going to be lazy with this. Bezdin are not lazy. They do their job. Bezdin's not going to be lazy and not offer the karban in the morning. Okay, says the Gemara. We saw this Gemara back in Masechta Sukkah and in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. This is a famous Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana. Rav and Shmuel, the Arbi Tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel both say, Bismach Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Omer Matir. Then the offering of the Korban Omer was what would permit the new grain. Bismach Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Then Mido Raisa. Hey, your Mizrach Matir. Once the sun rises on the 16th, it becomes permitted. But the night of Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon, the night of after Pesach, in fact, you couldn't eat the new grain. So, my time, what's the source for Rav and Shmuel? Trei Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv, on the one hand, you have a verse that says, Ad Aviyachem. The verse says, Velechem Vekali Vecharmel. Lechem or kali or karmel, right? Bread, caramel. Lo sochlu, don't eat at etzem hayom hazeh, until the essence of this day. And then it says, ad aviyachem es korban elokichem, until you bring the korban of your God. Chukas olam adoroseichem b'chol moshvoseichem. This is an eternal law for your generations and all of your residences. So on the one hand, it says in this verse, ad aviyachem es korban elokichem. But earlier in that verse, right before it says Ad Aviyachem, it said Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, until the very essence of this day. So what is it? Is it you can't eat until the day, or you can't eat until the Karban? The answer is it depends when we have a Beis HaMikdash or not. Okay, so how does it work? Kamez Mach Beis HaMikdash Kayam, then it's Ad Aviyachem, so you bring. Once you bring, you can eat. Kan, in the verse it says Ad Etzem, is Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, when you don't have a Karban. So then you wait till the morning. And then come the morning, you're allowed to eat.
The morning of the 16th.
Morning of the second day of Pesach,
day, right,
according to them. Rabbi Yehuda said the third. Now, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say the morning of the third. He said the third. Right. And he's even the night.
They mean the 16th, no?
They mean, right, the morning of the 16th. Okay, this is the view of Rav and Shmuel. However, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Dami Tarvayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, both of them, Afilu Bezman Shbeis HaMikdash Kayam, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Heyer Mizrach Matir, there come the morning of the 16th, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, you're really allowed to eat the new grain. What do you mean?
Even if they didn't
bring the Omer. Ivo Ksiva, doesn't the verse say, right after the morning, it says, Ad Aviyachem, until you bring, sounding you have to bring the Omer. That is le mitzvah. That's just ideal. L'chatchila. The mitzvah, you get a mitzvah if you wait to eat from the new grain until the omer was brought. But if you didn't wait till the omer was brought and start after sunrise, you eat the new grain, there's no law, there's no prohibition of the lechem v'kali v'charmel lo sochlu. Mishakarav ha'omer. Once the omer was brought, hutar chadash. Miyad, the Gemara asks, but our Mishnah says, Mishakarav Omer Hutar Chadash Miyad. Only once the Omer is brought is the new grain permitted right away. So that's not like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish who say that with sunrise of day 16 of Nisan, the Omer, the new grain is permitted even when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Again, the answer is what the Mishnah means is Lemitzvah. Once the omer is brought, so then it's the ideal of eating the new grain. But even before the omer was brought, the prohibition of eating the new grain, according to them, was removed.
Rabbi, why none of these Tanaim said the second night? They said the second morning. They said
we're gonna get to it. We'll see. There is a view that says that. We'll get there. To it again.
A bracha.
On eating the new grain? No.
No shakol, right?
No, we're saying the mitzvah is not to eat it until the omer. Right. When it says that the omer is needed to permit it, it means the omer is needed so that you can now have a lechatchila of, in the first instance, eating of the new grain. But the prohibition of don't eat the new grain was already removed with the morning of day two, just with the time. Ask Mark, third question. We have another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Omer ayamatir ba'medina. Omer permits the new grain to be eaten everywhere, not in Yerushalayim. Shtei alechem, the offering of the two breads on Shavuos, is b'mikdash, is allowing the offering of new grain in the Beis HaMikdash as menachos. So one second, the Omer is matir b'medina. It doesn't say that the day is matir b'medina. That's a problem again for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So I said, no, again, what it means is l'mitzvah. That once the Omer is brought, now even as the first instance, as the first choice, you can be eating the new grain everywhere. But the prohibition is removed already with the morning. Asking them our fourth question. We learned our Mishnah again. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted Shehei Yom Henev Kulo Asur, that the entire second day of Pesach you can't eat the new grain. My time. So what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So this is the classical explanation. Meheru Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We are anticipating that the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt any time, as Rashi explains in the Masechta the Sukkah on the Sugya, because the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from heaven. It's already fully built. It can show up at any moment. That's what Rashi holds. The third Beis HaMikdash is coming down from heaven.
Prefab.
It's prefabbed. Very nice. Like David's house. It's already been prefabbed. It's ready to come. So it can come down any moment. So it could be, it'll be Pesach, the first day. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Motzai Pesach, we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. It's going to come down from heaven, built.
I think the Arab's going to sink into the earth first before that comes down. Rabbi.
So the Zohar says that the Arabs don't have to sink into the earth. The Zohar says that before Mashiach comes, Hashem takes Eretz Yisrael and he shakes it. So all those who don't belong, they fall off. Hashem will shake it and those who don't belong there will leave. So again, my time, what's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made his rule? He said, Meheru Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We're anticipating that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon. The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon, and we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. And if people can eat the new grain from the morning, Roma, they're going to say, Ishtaket, last year, Milo Ochalnu Beheru Mizrach. Last year, didn't we eat once the sun rose? Hashanam Enecho. Now also, let's eat. Lo Yadi, they're not going to realize the Ishtaki that last year Lo Haiva Omer. You didn't have a carbon Omer. That's why Heir Mizrach Matir. The rising sun permitted the new grain. But Hashad the Ika Omer, but now that you have a Beis HaMikdash and you have the possibility of bringing an Omer, Omer Matir, you need to bring the Omer. One second. Vesakas, you're going to think that the Omer is just Le Mitzvah. Mishum Mitzvah, just because you want to have the Lechatchila, the ideal eating after the Omer. Lekum Elixir, that's where we're going to get up and make a decree because of Lechatchila. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, really? Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Bishitas Rav Yehuda Amra. Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he is not, welcome, please, come join us. Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he's not saying that he's worried about the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that ad etzem ayom hazeh doesn't mean till the morning of this day, it means till the evening of this day. Etzem means the later of this day. So once you don't have the Omer, you have to wait all day. So Amar, who sold Minat Torah Asur, who says that Minat Torah, you're not allowed to have any of the Chadash, once you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, until the end of the day, because ad etzem ayom hazeh, ad va'ad b'chal, the Gemara will say. When it says ad until, it means including that which is until the very essence of the day. That means you can't have any of the new grain until the end of the day. Shenamar, because the verse says at etzem ayom hazeh, etzem he interprets as at itzumo shel yom, until the essence of the day, namely the very end of the day. Because of ad v'ad b'chlal. So Gemara says, that's what's going on here. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai were saying that biblically, you can't eat the new grain once we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, because now the verse says at etzem ayom hazeh means until the very end of the day. When we serve Kavase, does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda? What do you mean? Va'miflik poligale. He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that he went to the Mishnah, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made an enactment. He instituted Shehei Yom Henef Kulo Aser, that the entire second day of Pesach, you can't have the new grain. It doesn't say that he says that now that you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't have new grain, because that's the Pasuk. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda said, and then Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Valo Menatzoruhu, where do you have to make an institution? It's a Pasuk. Menatzoruhu Aser, from the Torah already you're not allowed to have the new grain when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach. This is because it says, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, don't have the new grain until this very day. What is this very day? Till the very essence of the day, till the end of the day. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Huda Katzai. You rarely see such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda misunderstands Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who made a mistake. Who saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mid Rabbanan Kamar? He thinks that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I'm making a takana, that means it's an enactment that's rabbinic. Based on the fact that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt soon and we're going to have a problem. No, but that's not what's going on. Below you, that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mid Oraisa Kamar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying a biblical law. So when it says, Vahiskin Katani, but it says he made an enactment. So when I says, yeah, my Hiskin, what does it mean, an enactment? Darash, he sat with a pasuk, he interpreted it, ad etzem ayom hazeh. He said, okay, this is what the pasuk means. Ad etzem ayom hazeh means that when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have to wait with the new grain until the essence of the day, until the end of the day. Oh, so if that's the biblical law, that's what the pasuk is telling me, the hiskin, now he made an enactment. It's not really a rabbinic enactment, it's a biblical drasha.
So biblically it works, you're really not supposed to eat it all day, but if you bring the omer, you're allowed to eat it earlier?
Correct, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are saying, that according to those who disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, and already in the morning, you are permitted. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yoshua, Achli Chadash, they used to eat the new grain, Be'urta de Shitzar, on the night after the 16th, Nagi Shavsa, right, as, you know, the night that begins the 17th. Why? Because they are outside of Israel. This addresses the point that Roger and Baruch brought up earlier about outside of Israel. Kasavi, they hold like this. Chadash, the prohibition of eating the new grain, b'chutz la'aretz, outside of Israel, is only midrabbanan. It's a rabbinic prohibition. There is a prohibition, but it's rabbinic. So since it's rabbinic, and it's there, you can be leading when you're in doubt. Therefore, l'sfeik alo chayshinan. So now, on the night of the 17th, it's a suffix. Maybe it's the night of the 17th. Maybe it's Sfeik of the Yoma. It's really the night of the 16th. It's the night before the second day. Maybe it's not the night before the third day. Maybe we're off with our calendar. Okay, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. We can already be Mekel. Because we can assume it's the night of the 17th, and we can assume it's okay because it's Chadash and Chutz Laretz.
Rabbi, why is this a rabbinical enactment on this when it's outside of the land of Israel?
Gemara says that there's a question. How do you understand the verse about Chadash? When it says, B'chol mosh v'seichem, in all of your residences, does it mean wherever you live, even outside of Israel? That would make it biblical. Or maybe it's saying this applies wherever you live. In other words, once you live in Israel, then it starts. For the first 14 years when we were conquering the land, there was no law of Chadash, but only after we were settled in the land, that's when it started. Well, if you interpret it based on after settlement, and it's only in Israel and outside of Israel, it wouldn't apply biblically, but it could apply rabbinically. Made a rabbinic law.
So they really punished the Jews that they didn't live in Israel. They gave them one extra day for Shavuot, one extra day for...
No, they don't have an extra day for Chadash according to this.
You know, but it says the 17th now.
No, but in Israel also, it was the whole 16th that they couldn't eat, and the night after the 16th they were eating.
Well, it said 16th in the afternoon.
No, we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda, it's the entire 16th. And we're saying that here, also the whole 16th they didn't eat, but after the 16th, that night they could eat. Maybe the 16th at night is really the 15th at night. No, we don't have to worry about the
suffix. According to our thing there, you know, the new day starts after Maariv.
That's right.
So
yeah.
It should be the second night. It shouldn't be the second morning.
No, because of the words at Etzem. Etzem means the very essence. So that's why it's not just the day.
But it was in the marketplace already on the 16th.
It was right. In the marketplace in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Now we're talking about practical halach.
But why didn't they have to wait till the morning of?
Because of the word Etzem. At Etzem Hayom Hazeh.
I thought we interpret Etzem as first light of that day.
So morning would be first light.
But they're eating in the evening.
One second. The first view that we just read, the view of Rav Papa and Rav Huna, was they would eat the evening after the second day of Pesach. The beginning of the third day after the second day of Pesach, they could eat. If you're outside of Israel, you don't know it's the beginning of the third day based on Sfeikat Yom, maybe it's the beginning of the second day. They said, no, they're not worried about that because it's a Safek Rabbanan. However, Rabbanan de Beir Rav Ashi, the Rabbanan of the Yeshiva of Rav Ashi, Achli Bitzafra de Shivsar. They would only eat on the morning of the 17th. Again, they're in Bavel. Because Kasavri, they hold Chadash Bechutzlaritz is Doraisa. And Chadash outside of Israel is also biblical. So therefore, you have to be strict. So you can't eat on the night of the beginning of the third day, because maybe it's really the night of the beginning of the second day. But on the morning of the third day, then they would eat. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they held Midrash Rabbanan Kamar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he said that you can't eat the entire second day, that's only a rabbinic enactment they held, not like the answer that the Gemara had given earlier. Therefore, v'chi takin, when did he make this rabbinic enactment? Liyom Hanif, when you're confident that it is the second day of Pesach. But l'sveika, but the day that you are in doubt that it might be the second day of Pesach, lo takin, he never made his enactment. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Amar Li'aim, my mother told me, Avuch, your father, lo avachil chadash, he wouldn't eat grain, the new grain, ela bu'urta de shivsar, only after the 17th, the night after the 17th, nagit munesar, the beginning of the 18th. Why? The Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that it's biblical that once you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the entire 16th is prohibited from grain. So since it's biblical, so now if you have a suffix about it, you have to be machmir. So since out of Israel, we have a suffix about our days, and maybe what we think is the 17th is really the 16th. So the entire 17th is maybe the 16th, and you can't eat. Therefore, only after the 17th can you eat. Therefore, if it's biblical, you have to be worried even for a suffix. So it sounds pretty clear from this Gemara that there is chadash outside of the land of Israel. The last view is that the chadash is biblical. So it sounds like those who want to be more machmir say chadash is biblical outside the land of Israel. You have to be careful. But again, the Bach says, if I recall, that there's a svek sveka, that one, maybe the halacha really is that chadash doesn't apply outside of Israel, and two, maybe the grain that we have isn't really chadash. Maybe it's yashin. I think that was the svek sveka. Okay, Mishnah. By the way, the Hasidim, they have a whole story from the Baal Shem Tov, that he had a dream, and there were certain souls that were not being fixed, and then they said, the merit of the Bach is going to fix these souls. So the Hasidim are very machmir, that they're not machmir on Yashin. Because of the dream of the Baal Shem Tov, we should rely on the Bach in regards to Chadash, and they eat the new grain. Okay, so our learning today should be a schus in memory, Lili Nishmas, Judah's father. The art said is today, Baruch Ben Shmaryahu. Is that the name? I think it was, right? Baruch Ben Shmaryahu. Right, so Judah's father loved Daf Yomi. After he retired, he learned with Rabbi Tzitz Daf Yomi all of Shas 1.5 times. So it's appropriate that our learning should be
Nishmas.
That's for sure, everybody does. All right, next Mishnah. Ha-Omer, Hayamatir Bamedina. The bringing of the Omer would permit the new grain outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shtei Alechem, but the bringing of the two breads are permitting the new grain, HaMikdash, to be brought as a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, Mevi Menachos. We don't bring Menachos. Ubikurim, and the new produce. Uminchas Behema, or a mincha of flour and oil that accompanies an animal, kodem la'omer. before the Omer is brought. Imhevi, and if he did, hasel, that mincha would be disqualified. It's not kosher. Now, we just said that you need to have the bringing of the two breads to allow the new grain into the Beis HaMikdash as a mincha. But that's really also only lemitzvah. Kodem l'shtei alechem, if the omer was already brought, and you haven't yet brought the two loaves, lo yavi, you shouldn't bring new grain as a mincha. However, imhevi, if you did bring it, is kosher. So, Yosef Rav Tarfon, the Gemara says Rav Tarfon was sitting with Kakashi and he had a problem. Why is there a difference between before the Omer, that if you bring from the new grain of the Beis HaMikdash, then the carbon is disqualified, and why from before the two breads, if you bring the new grain as a carbon, then it is, did the Eved accept it? Yehuda Bar Nechemya said before him the answer. Lo, there's a difference. Before the Omer, nobody's allowed to eat the new grain. Even individuals, not Beis HaMikdash, not allowed to eat the new grain. So then, if you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not acceptable. But Tomar, Kodem Shtei Alechem, that's not comparable to before the two breads. Since before the two breads, it's already after the Omer. So after the Omer, it's already become permitted to secular individuals. So once it's become permitted to individuals, so now it'll be allowed by the Eved in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the answer. Shatak Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon was quiet. So Tzavu Panav Shor Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya's face lit up and started to glow. I had the answer that Rabbi Tarfon didn't have. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. So Akiva said to him, Yehuda ben Nechemya, Tzavu panecha shishavtas hazakin. Your face is lit up that you know the answer that the older sage doesn't know. You feel so good. You know more than him. It makes you feel good to make an old man feel embarrassed that he doesn't know. This is miskabed biklon chavero. Honoring oneself by putting somebody else down. You're dead. It's mihani. I'd be shocked in tarich yamim if you'll live long. Am Rabbi Yudim Rabbi Yulai, Osa Perek Pro Sa Pesach Haya. That story happened 2 weeks before Pesach. Kishaliti La Atzeres, when I came up to Yerushalayim for Shavuos. Sha'alti Achav, I asked for Yehuda Bar Nechemya. Heichanu, I said, where is he? Amru, they said, Niftar V'halachla, he passed away. Don't be happy at, you know, proving the elderly sage wrong. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, according to this logic, the Dibur Yehuda Ben Nechemya, according to the logic of Yehuda Ben Nechemya, Nesachim Bikurim. Let's say you have wine from Bikurim, the new grapes. And out of the new grapes, you make wine. And you bring it as Nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash. Shekrivim Kodem LaOmer. If you bring them before the Omer was brought, it would still be kosher. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, that's the case. So Gemara said, no, I'll tell you. Ma'adetem would have thought, Hasam hudu hutu michlalo etzel hejo. In regards to grain before the Shtei Alechem, since it had become permitted to people outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why it can be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval hach, but in regards to wine, lo hutu michlalo, where there's nothing permitting it, lo, you can't bring it. Kamashman, so that's the point. Kol shekeinu. All the more so. Flow is Starklal. It was never prohibited. Since the new wine is never prohibited, you can bring the new wine into the Beis HaMikdash right away. You don't need to wait for some point for something to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash to allow the new wine to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But in regards to grain, the grain is prohibited to others. So it's actually prohibited to the Beis HaMikdash too. With the Omer, it becomes permitted to regular people. So now with the Eved, it can be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Chatchila, you should wait until the Shtei Alechem to bring the new grain into the Beis HaMikdash.
Why would wine? Why would I not deliver wine?
Saying the new wine. But also because the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says this is the Bikurim. This is the first offering. Wine can be Bikurim. It can be the Bikurim gift.
So how mean is that it extends past grain?
Right? Else you're saying, no, this is a law only with grain. The Omer permits the new grain. You don't need the Omer to permit the new wine. Okay, Rabbi Hananya Ben